We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course, right now, on the WadeFord.com hotline, one of my favorites who I haven't talked to in a while. I know we saw each other on Memorial Day, but it's been a while since we've talked on the air together. Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, as we now at least have a date, we have a time, and we have three games to look forward to. The Red Bulls on the 11th, Cincinnati on the 16th, Columbus Crew on the 21st, and he joins us now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, it's been way too long, brother. How are you, sir?
Doing well. We've got a schedule, we got something to look forward to, and now we just gotta get there and get it done.
I don't want to talk about the Rona during this. I don't want to talk about feasibility issues. I want to talk about us on the pitch.
Okay.
What makes you optimistic about our chances with this group, which is a very difficult one, and a couple of teams we're very familiar with?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, and it's tricky to figure out what Atlanta's going to be in this tournament, because you don't have number seven. You don't have Joseph Martinez. So, you know, this is something that it's almost like we've forgotten about it, how difficult that is to replace the best goal scorer in the league. And I think Frank DeBoer's got options. I think the fact that the club has been very out in front of everything with this pandemic and figuring out how to get back to training and how to do it safely, they've been able to train quicker than anybody else has. So all that extra time will help Frank DeBoer figure out, you know, what his options are. He has Adam John, he has J.J. Williams, who are traditional strikers, traditional number nines, but he also has players like Pity Martinez, Ezequiel Barco, Mateo Sosetu, who can factor into that role and not directly replace Joseph Martinez, but create a different way for this team to play in the attack. And anytime any team loses that type of figure, you've got to figure out not replacing like for like, but trying to find a way to share the burden of that impact.
Well, when you think about the way that we found out and the environment that surrounded Joseph's injury, they had to kind of scramble. And now, with the benefit of time and the benefit of health, you mentioned Hosetu, he wasn't even full go for them right off that injury. And you even think about a guy like Castro, those are pieces that they did not have. And so they've had the benefit of time. How much has that helped Frank DeBoer and his technical staff to try and figure out, okay, how can we best utilize our 11?
It's critical, because you go back, the Joseph Martinez injury happened in Nashville. It was a couple of days afterwards that you knew he wasn't going to be available for a long period of time. You had a league match the next weekend, and then you're going to Mexico to face Club America, and you had other injuries to deal with, too. You know, that Club America match, you were missing three of your regular five defenders out of your formation, and it showed. But you tried two different solutions, and I think those are probably the two that you're looking at first in this scenario. Adam John started in the league match in the win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then Pity Martinez started up top, and I thought he was very good in Mexico. I think that game, the score line maybe hides a little bit of how well Atlanta United played. I thought Barco and Pity both played well. I think that can work against certain opponents. The Red Bulls present a different kind of challenge, though. We know how they're going to play. We know their pressing style. You're going to have to either play through that press or play over the top of it, and you have two different solutions: to play through with Pity or to play over the top to a big number nine like Adam John.
Talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do you think it's more likely they use PT on the wing and maybe put Hosetu or John in the middle, or do you think that, that Pitti up top is their best case scenario in trying to get things forward?
I think it's one option. I don't know if there's going to be one way that this team plays without Joseph. I think it's going to be down to the opponent, and this is something we've seen Frank DeBoer do throughout his time here in Atlanta so far. You know, you think back to the postseason last year, you saw a different shape and a different lineup in every postseason match. He is not afraid to try something different because it matches what that match, that game calls for. And I think he'll do the same here. I think there will be opponents where Pitti Martinez up top, flanked by Ezequiel Barco and Mateo Sosetu, will be the way to go. And I think there'll be others where Pitti will play behind an Adam John paired up with Barco or Hosetu. I think the thing about what we've seen from this team so far in 2020, and it could look different because now you basically get a chance to go back to the lab and recreate it. We've seen a team play in a 3-4-3 shape that is a little unique because the three up top, it's not a line of three, really. It's more of a triangle with the two behind the forward. So Pitti Martinez, Ezequiel Barco, Joseph Martinez is the way we saw it at first, Joseph ahead of the other two. I think that shape basically is how they'll play. Hosetu can fit in to one of those attacking players behind the forward, and he could play there. Pitti could play up top, or you could flip it and play Adam John and play Pitti behind. You've got a lot of possibilities. And for Frank DeBoer, you know, a guy who likes to set his tactics based off the opponent, you like to have a lot of different options at your disposal.
We only saw a little bit of him because he was still getting himself back to form. What is the skill set of Manuel Castro?
Castro is a little bit different kind of player than that shape we just talked about because he is traditionally played out on the right wing, a little more like Tito Villalba did in the past for this team. Can he play tucked in? That's going to be the question. Can he play where he's going to be comfortable in central spots on the field? Not every player is comfortable in all aspects of the field. We'll see once we get a little bit more of Castro. The other thing that does is you didn't really have as many options to play more of a 4-3-3 with wide attacking players. Castro, that fits him to a T, and it just gives Frank DeBoer another option if that match calls for it.
Talking with Jason Longshore here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we look towards Atlanta United's first match coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow against the New York Red Bulls, and I'll ask you about them specifically in a moment. But you did mention the depleted back set of players that was basically out for a significant part of that opening part of the season. All those guys now back. I think about how well Franco Escobar played in the early going with that depleted backfield, and of course you think about Fernando Meza as well. How much does this team benefit from a fully fit back set of players?
I think you take those three center backs in the 3-4-3, which what we saw at the beginning was Fernando Meza on the left, Miles Robinson in the middle, and Franco Escobar on the right. For teams that play three in the back, you're not going to find a better three than those three Atlanta has. You've got the perfect complement of players. You know, Escobar is your attitude, a little bit more of your enforcer. Meza is your steady rock, so comfortable on the ball. And Miles Robinson can run anything down. So you've got everything covered with that group. And what's even more impressive is your players out wide, your wingbacks, Brooks Lennon can drop in and make it a line of five when needed, along with George Bello. Both of them are comfortable sitting and defending, depending on the matchup. You've got a lot of versatility. And that was what this team, you look at all the moves this team has made, really since the beginning, but especially since Frank DeBoer came to town. It's all about increasing the versatility and the options that you have.
We know that Atlanta United had some pretty well-publicized matches with New York in the preseason. And, of course, you think about the last couple of years, it's become kind of a rivalry between those two teams. The fact that we also beat Cincinnati in our lone home match before coronavirus stopped things, how much does that familiarity help Atlanta United? And what advantage do you give them, especially against Red Bulls and Cincinnati?
I think it helps a ton when you look at how this laid out. You know, the Red Bulls, you know what they're going to come in from a tactical perspective and do. If they try to do something different, it's not something they're comfortable doing. If they're going to press. They're going to make it difficult for you to get settled. They don't really want a lot of possession. They have a lot of very hard-working players, and we've seen this season they're playing a shape that is very narrow. They don't want the ball to get out wide. They want to force you into the middle. Atlanta United has two ways to deal with that. They're very strong in the middle on the ball. Emerson Hyndman has started off the season great. You hope he can find that form again. And we know about Pitti and Barco in possession. But you also have Lennon and Bello and Jake Mulroney, when he factors in out wide, who can stretch the field and open the Red Bulls up. The Red Bulls of the past are not this iteration of the Red Bulls. They've lost a lot of faces and they're incorporating a lot of new players. Cincinnati, when we see them in Orlando, it's going to be game two for Jaap Stam, their new manager. That's not going to make it easy for them to come in. They will have their full complement of players, and they're talking about adding some more players potentially before the tournament starts. But a new manager in this kind of format, that's going to be difficult for Cincinnati to be at their best.
Talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Columbus Crew seems to be the top competition when it comes to winning the group, especially if Atlanta can get past their first two opponents unscathed. You mentioned Tricky. I think this is the trickiest bunch of the three that we have to face.
I agree. Caleb Porter is one of the better managers in this league, and he's a guy who can beat you a couple different ways. You know, this is a team that's comfortable in possession with Darlington Nagbe, with Artur, with Lucas Dellarion in the middle of the park. But they can also get direct and use their speed over the top. Luis Diaz out wide on the right is one of the fastest players in the league. And Jossie Zardes can run up top as well, and he's one of the best strikers in this league over the last 3-4 years. So you don't know exactly what Columbus is going to do. It makes it a little more difficult. It's game three, which if you take care of business in your first two, you can go ahead and ensure that you're going to move on. And it maybe gives Frank DeBoer a little bit more of an opportunity to try some things. Because if you think back to last year, throw the game out in Columbus because it was a monsoon and half the field was underwater. But Columbus came to the bends and really controlled that match when they beat Atlanta United late last season. And Atlanta needs to handle the challenges Columbus presents in a better way. And I think Columbus is better than they were last year.
Well, that the interesting scenario there for United is if they are playing for the group win, you're basically it's kind of pick your Trafico opponent, whether one of the two LAs basically comes out of that group F. That's not necessarily an easy assignment when you think about the knockout round.
No, it's not. We're waiting to see on LAFC if Carlos Vela is going to be part of this tournament or not. His wife is expecting, and that might make it difficult for him to go into the Orlando bubble and be away. Don't know about that yet. Well, we should hear more very soon on him. Chicharito for the LA Galaxy will be going. The Galaxy didn't really hit the ground running out of the gates in the first couple of matches. There's still some questions about how things come together for LA. And I would say don't discount Portland. I think Giovanni Savarese is a manager who can come into a tournament format like this and set up a team to defend and counter. We saw it in their match at home against Nashville in week two of the season. He's not worried about making it pretty. He's going to want to advance. And if that means bunkering against LAFC and the Galaxy, he'll do that. And I think they could get through that group.
I'll let you pass on this one if you want, but I know that there are some rumors about some potential additions. What can you say to speak towards the potential of Atlanta United getting reinforcements, especially up front?
Yeah, there's rumors. There's rumors, I think, all the time about Atlanta United, and especially when it comes to South America. And these rumors have been making the rounds today. A young player from Olimpia in Paraguay has been linked to Atlanta United. And it's the type of player that the profile fits what we've seen from Atlanta United in terms of their purchases. You know, a young player with a lot of upside, a player from a club that has developed talent before, and a player who is, again, versatile. A player who, you know, looks like he's a guy who can play in up top and give you a different option than Adam John and J.J. Williams, but he could also potentially play out wide or in a little bit deeper role. He's a guy who has done really well in a limited amount of time in the Paraguayan First Division. And I think when you hear rumors like this at times, you get excited because it's a player from a country that Atlanta United's had success with. You know, you think of Miguel Almiron straight away, but Miguel Almiron had, you know, maybe 100 more professional matches under his belt than Eric Lopez, who's been mentioned here. And, you know, you have to keep those expectations in line. But when you look at buying young players with a lot of upside, he fits the bill from what we've seen so far. We'll have to see if it gets done.
It won't come cheap, though, Jason. Not nearly as cheap as I do.
No, but you're always looking at the return on the other side of it, too. And that's something, again, Atlanta United's had a lot of success with. So when you look at the checklist on it, it checks a lot of those boxes, but there's always a lot of rumors as well, and you never know what's really happening and what's just being talked about in the media or being leaked by an agent down there.
I just wanted to be known that I protected you on that as much as I possibly could, and I wanted to make sure you didn't say anything.
No, it's out there. I mean, and there's no reason in running from it. It's just we've heard plenty of rumors of players who didn't show up too, you know, so that's the soccer world. We know how this goes.
What I really want to know is if we're getting together for beers on Sunday, but I know that you're more worried about the safety stuff, but that's okay.
Jason, there's a lot of the safety stuff. You know, I got some work coming up. I've actually got some dates on the calendar now.
As do I. So that's the thing. I got to make sure that keep the talker in tip-top shape. Thanks so much for the time, bud. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
That's Jason Longshore joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's got work coming up. I got work coming up. So, again, that date on the beers might have to wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.